Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
Why are bidets funny?
Because they're the butt of many jokes.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man. Be a man. I can honestly tell you with a straight face, I could shit Irish Spring soap out of my asshole fucking 20 in a row and it would still smell like shit. How about you?
I take bad shits like everyone else, but I use the wipe like to finish it off.
Would you ever say
I use a wipe. It cleans it up nice.
Would you say it's at 100% when you do that?
Yeah.
100%.
You're getting 100% fucking.
What I do is I do the wipe right. I see a little bit on it. I fold it in half. I do the wipe again. See a little bit in it. I fold it in half again. I do the wipe on it. In the fourth time.
Wait a minute. Use the same. I'd use 80 fucking wipes.
I fold it. You know?
You're like my grandmother. Yeah. You know the sheets of toilet paper? She used to rip literally one squish. She would give you three squishes. Don't waste it. The napkins, you know, like on the four corners?
Oh, yeah.
She ripped them into fours.
No.
I go, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah,
yeah,
they used to do that at my house, too.
Yeah. That's called the Miser Special.
Yeah. It's because they grew up in a depression.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that's what it is.
But you know something? My sphincter, although since I've cleaned up my act, it's a little less moist down there overall.
Oh, really? So you get no less leakage, humidity?
A little better.
No more leakage?
The seepage and the leakage has slowed down significantly.
Wow.
Which so I spent most of my life in that state. And I got to tell you, man, it was a fucking struggle to come out of that bathroom with a clean bill of health. Yeah, it was rough. I mean, I never really could feel comfortable. I finally just have to say, well, this is as clean as it's going to get.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Like, be a man, your process kind of sounds like a little bit like a schlep. Like, it sounds like, how many times are you going into the bowl to wipe and clean? So are you doing like two or three passes with regular paper?
I'll wipe my ass, and then when I'm almost done, I'll break out the wipe to fucking, like, as a closer coming out of the bullpen. You know? And I'll wipe it, you know, if it's not clear, I'll fold it over, I'll wipe it again. If it's still not clear, I'll fold it over, for a third time, wipe it again. Then you get down to the fourth time. It's never been fucking dirty on the fourth one.
So after you use one wipe, say four times, say you toss that one, will you then get another new clean one just to wrap it all up?
Sometimes, yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Are they scented?
I go unscented.
Yeah, you don't want your asshole smelling like
aloe
fucking unscented. Lilacs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't want anything up your ass like that, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I don't want any fucking scents up there. Like, you don't know what's in it.
I mean, I've always been, like, cautious of having the smelly asshole, but never fucking went to the fucking levels where I was using wipes when I shit. I would use a wipe if I knew I was getting laid and something was happening.
Absolutely.
You know, I'd do, like, a fucking quick...
No, wipes are great after you get laid to wipe your dick off and your balls and shit and wipe her up. You know, because some girls, you know, they want you to blow loads on them. You blow a load on them, you got to clean them up. And if you bang abroad, you're all messy afterwards, clean up, you know. But they're great for that.
There's nothing like in the anticipation when you're in the motel room waiting.
I used to go out
you're wiping the hell out of your ass.
Yeah.
I used to go out with a broad. She used to have an actual, like, hand rag. She used to call it the fuck towel.
Really?
Get the fuck towel.
Sounds so dirty.
That's both hot and dirty.
You,
right.
You wouldn't think it out of this girl at all. You would think it's the last thing that would come out of her mouth.
John Fiore in.
That's why
I
used to go
towel.
With white broads. They're well, animals.
Well, how was the laundry cycle on this fuck towel? Was it
know,
like
really.
Fresh ones or?
I mean, I had a fuck towel at my house. I think I used to just throw it in with the laundry.
I was going to ask you, do you mix it with the regular clothing?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's not
it's
right.
All, Yeah. It's all protein. It's all
it all stuff. Goes to the same place, my mother say. Fuck it.
I have the same fucking jizz towel that fucking, like, it's been going for like 4 months strong.
Unwashed?
Not unwashed.
Well, it must stand
up. A little bit crusty.
Set up like a teepee, fucking such fossilized.
Yeah. Well, actually, like, because that's the only way to go when you do the fucking, the VR porn.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have to fucking, you have to put it somewhere. You get the thing on your head. You can't see fucking outside. So it's like, that's basically what I do. I'll set down like a beach towel, and then I just fucking let it rip and fucking wherever it goes.
Can
it
we
goes.
Get Tonzo laid for Christmas?
I don't want it. I don't want interaction with people. I'm a shut in.
I don't blame you. That's why when I hit it big, I'm gonna buy one of them nice sex dolls we talked about before.
Yeah,
a good one, a nice one.
Yeah, I want one of the ones that bruises, so I can beat the bag out of
one
it.
One you can give a fucking back.
I want the real thing, man. There's nothing like a nice fresh set of tits. Nice smooth body. I mean,
and I've said this several times, and I'll stand by it. I'm just not willing to deal with the aggravation that comes attached to a woman.
It's the truth.
And you got to play the part to get the piece.
I'm not willing to play the part, so there will be no peace, and I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
You're always paying for it one way or another.
You've transcended all that primitive desire. You don't need that shit.
Yeah, I'm like a fucking Rhodes Scholar.
The right broad comes along. Could be a Mrs. Tonzo out there somewhere you haven't met yet.
It could be, and fucking when it happens, I won't fight it. But until
happy open to it.
I'll tell you what, let me give you a little something. Maybe about 10, 15 years from now, I find some old rich shut-in broad.
That's what I want.
You fucking move in, you take the fucking dough, and you live comfortably.
That's
for the
what
final,
I want.
For the final chapter.
I want like a lady that's maybe like 10 to 15 years older than me, that fucking her husband's long dead and gone, and she's got a nice fucking chunk of change.
The old widow Jenkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Marry a widow, be a man.
I'd love that.
That's good. You prey on the bereaved.
Hopefully she's in a wheelchair.
These fucking broads, you see, do they tidy up their sphincters the way you do? Do they go through those measures?
They all call it the same thing. Like, if there's no they don't have fuck towels, and if there's no wipes around, they'll call like napkin, toilet paper, Kleenex, paper towel. Give me paper. Paper. It's all one word.
Just fucking.
You got paper? Get the paper. Get the paper.
That sounds like the guy from Goodfellas. Get the papers, get the papers.
Yeah.
So if you give her a paper, say she was in there, go, give me the paper. If you hand her the paper towel, say napkin or a tissue, would she even flinch or care what you handed her?
No.
As long as it's paper.
Yeah.
How about if it was the newspaper?
We're using like McDonald's fucking napkins right now.
How about if it was a fucking Boston Globe newspaper?
Well,
that's the wrong paper.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So she means household paper.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like I said, those four, napkin, paper towel,
you know
Kleenex.
Something? I myself am cool with that. In our house, nobody ever wants to put toilet paper on, yet she buys like the 12 pack sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking boxes of tissues. Nobody blows their nose. Everybody wipes their ass with the Kleenex. Nose was blown.
Time of day you need does come in handy.
You know something? Yeah. I'm not fussy when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I just want to do it and be done with it.
You want something smooth so
anything.
You don't want your ass to get all fucking.
Did you ever not wipe your ass?
Nah.
You go, fuck it, I won't even do it.
Sometimes you can tell if it's a solid one. Take a chance.
It's tough, isn't it?
See, if I had a toilet that was capable of handling the fucking hardware, I would love to be able to wipe my ass with fucking paper towels because it gets the job done.
It gets the job done.
It fucking gets
the job
done.
Why don't they make toilet paper that wide?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, but like a paper towel is a little coarse, but make a toilet paper that wide with the same
softness
as a toilet paper.
I like the coarseness.
The coarseness makes me believe in my head that it's really fucking getting
it's,
it in
it's
there.
Not overbearing. It's just a little.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah, and it's got the pockets. It's got like fucking like the other like paper, like it just like absorbs the shit on the top layer of it, like the two-ply.
If you have an oily shit, the tissue's not going to get it. You need the paper towel.
You're still doing oily shits?
No, not at all.
More, right?
I shit fucking beautifully.
Nice.
Ah, tremendous. So happy with it.
I have eaten really in a couple of days. Fucking I've taken shits like the size of a cat.
Have you?
Disappointed in myself.
Little pellets?
Yeah, just
you need
know,
the Miralax.
Just like looks like a cat shit.
Or the Metamucil. Yeah.
Oh, when you said you had taken shits the size of a cat, I was picturing it was the size of an actual cat.
Yeah, that big. Yeah. Size of a cat shit.
What are you saying? The little ones?
Yeah, the little ones, like a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You need some fucking what they call the roughage.
Be a man. Experience!
The bidet.
Yes.
I don't believe in them at all.
You don't believe
in them? Oh, if I have a bad shit, I don't believe.
You don't think it can do the job?
I don't think it can do the job. I really don't. I just don't think so.
Wow. You have no faith whatsoever in the bidet.
Does it dry your ass too? Gets it wet? Does it
actually
dry?
Yes, this one does.
It does. So you sit there and
we have a bidet. Oh, we've been talking about this for quite some time. Anybody that's been listening to the show, and today is the day we have a fucking King Dingling smart toilet bidet.
Was
a seat that was given to us by Aim to Wash. We have a wonderful bidet. I put it in. It took about 25 minutes. Oh, the bad instructions. I'm not sure exactly where it's from, but they were labeling certain parts as one thing, and then they were describing it as something totally different in the fucking directions. But I was able to figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
And this thing, one of the fucking key features, heated seat. So when you're sitting down, as soon as your cheeks hit the seat, well, it has a light.
Yeah.
So fucking when you flick the light on, you'll hear a beep and the light will go on
What, the bidet has a light on it?
Yeah, it's on the inside of it, yeah.
Is this a high-ender?
Make a romantic shit?
Yeah, so this particular bidet, I believe the retail price is $400.
No kidding.
And so this is a King Dingling. Nope. And it has heated water, heated seats.
Really?
And it has a fucking heater that comes and dries your fucking anus.
A little massage my balls too?
No.
It's like going to the beauty salon for your asshole.
Yeah. Yeah,
like a day of beauty.
It is. Asshole. It's a spa day for your fucking for everything.
Bone dry, wash, nice, relax, heated.
Yep.
Sounds like a wonderful outing.
So as soon as your cheeks hit the seat, you're going to hear a beep. And it beeps and you can feel the fucking the heat going through the seat. And then when you actually pull the lever, you can you'll hear like the water going, but it'll take like a couple of seconds for it to heat up, and then it fucking
brace yourself.
So
after you're done, you pull the lever.
Yep. So you pull the lever, you pull it all the way to the back.
Mm-hmm.
You position your anus over the best part of where the stream is for a direct hit, and fucking just kind of ride it out.
Can you up the throttle like a fucking pilot with the pressure?
Yeah, but I suggest going full.
No,
blast.
Now what about full the blast. Bidet that almost looks like a toilet with no seat on it? That's a real.
Yeah, that's like a real
that's
actual.
That's a fixture.
I know that was like looking at houses like 25 years or 30 years ago. I remember we looked at a new house and it was like it was a bidet, and my wife at the time's like, "Oh, look, they have a bidet," and I was like, "What the fuck?"
I was dumb. I used to go, "How come they have two toilets side by side?"
Yeah,
I don't understand that. Do you?
I went out with a broad who told me she used to get off on the bidet. She used to get her off. She used to have the water spraying on it.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So is it the type of thing, like if you have a freestanding bidet, a bra could squat over it and just have it spray on a pussy until she comes?
Yes.
Unlimited?
One of those ones that are like the one that we have is a bidet seat.
Yeah, right.
The ones that are actual bidets that have like its own separate plumbing and shit, those fucking will squirt
right
up.
The
like
clamp.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this one here, so... You take a shit, you put the lever back, and then when does the water turn off? When you want, is the lever, you push it forward?
Yeah, you push it back to the position it was in originally.
Okay.
That's and then once beautiful. You do that, you there's a button on the knob, and the heater opens up, and it dries your fucking anus.
How long would you say the treatment lasts for, from beginning to end?
It's depending on how filthy the shit. I didn't actually take a shit on it. I just kind of fucking sat down and just made sure all systems would go.
Yeah,
right.
And took a blast in, and it definitely fucking got a couple of barnacles off. But I have a one that's just regular room temperature water
at
my house.
Yeah.
And when I first started using that before I turned the heat on, it was so cold that I'm like, I don't even think I can fucking take this.
Yeah, but nowadays, well, this Wim Hof and cold therapy, maybe cold water blown on your asshole is a health thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's like.
So after you've used the bidet at your house, obviously, a lot. So do you have to, do you wipe to see if there's anything left?
Now I'm so confident in it that I don't.
Really? You don't even look back.
I don't look back.
You feel so strongly about it. You'll get up and put your pants right up.
I am disconnected from fucking toilet paper in all ways.
Do you even buy it?
Did it clean out your asshole so you can count the wrinkles now?
I can always count the wrinkles.
sandblasting some shit off of there?
You ever do like a couple of rounds? Say, let me do another dose.
Yeah, so like sometimes like what I'll do is I'll take a blast and I'll take a pound and give it a round tripper and then I'll just rest and let it drip dry for a second.
Nice.
And then I'll fucking give it another fucking hosing.
Cool.
What do you think about the girl that made it erotic? What do you think about that?
Well, I actually know a friend of mine took a broad for a ride on a fucking bidet and he was finger blasting her on the fucking bidet. And she was getting the thing up the ass. So she was getting double penny.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
And he said
the water just kind of splashes off. It doesn't go right up inside your intestines.
No, it fucking goes in you.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
So if it goes in you, does you shit out water afterwards?
Yeah, you fart like it out. That's what I've been trying to describe to you, B-Man, is that when
you... Oh, really? John, have you done this before?
I don't think I've ever done it.
I don't think I've ever done it. You guys are going to get a fucking real culture shock.
It's going to go right up my asshole into my lower intestine.
Does it come
intestine?
Out your mouth?
Yeah, and then you fucking fart. And then
what if you don't fart it out?
No, that's how it's how the system works.
Uh-huh. Like an enema? Would it have enema qualities? Yeah. Nice.
Enema like fucking. So I hope you guys are.
You know I'm going to have to buy one after this today.
Oh, yeah.
So I know I'm going to be hooked.
So after the fart now process, you get the water out. What if you have to take another shit? You just go through the whole process again.
Because you do activate it, right?
Yeah, you do it until it's fucking like. You'll figure it out that like fucking essentially you can drink the water with your asshole. That's what you're doing to clean it is that you're kind of opening it and letting it go up in, but you can shut it off and then you just move your anus off of the thing the stream.
So
for
now
a
I can see how broads can get off from it.
Can understand. Imagine all these stuffy rich broads. In the old days, you thought only rich people had these. A lot of these stuffy or rich chicks. Just them at home tickling their vagina with that thing.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to all of us, right?
Yeah.
No wonder they were in there for an hour and a half. What are you doing in there?
Just squatting over the fucking bidet. But like sometimes like if I'm just having, you know how we talk all the time about doing the circuit wipes when you feel like just randomly, like there's something there but you didn't take a shit.
Yeah, you need an extra wipe once in a while.
You just fucking sit down for a minute and fucking, you know, check something out on your phone, put your feet up,
Saul.
Get a fucking blast in. It takes off the fucking barnacles. But then my other thing is that if you really have to take a shit that you're having a hard time pushing out, it does have those enema-like properties.
Oh, I like that.
Simulation. It can tunnel. Through the shit.
Oh, like a sandblaster.
Like a sandblaster. So it tunnels through the shit, and then all the water behind it pushes it out. So when you're farting out the water, then you're farting out fucking essentially curds and pieces of curds.
Oh, you know something? I think I'm going to really need to get this because with my peptide treatments, I can get them out every couple of days, but sometimes I got to rock it back and forth and coax it to get it. Well, you know, once it starts coming, it's on its own.
Oh, yeah. If you have a turtle head that you can't fucking...
If it's just crowning, this will do.
Yeah, I was crowning. I was fully dilated.
That's what you do. Yeah. You fucking you have a tunnel mission on the side. It tunnels into the fucking side and then it pushes it out from
a
the other side.
Rat.
It is.
Like in fucking Japan in the war?
Yeah, it's like a fucking water gerbil. You fucking
like
put
Hamas
it up your
right
ass.
Now.
Cover me, I'm going in. Be a man. If the word gets out that you're a fucking bidet user, you're gonna have to have your own line.
I feel like I'm gonna be raped.
Well, you definitely have to fucking open up your mind to a little zen-like
place. Open up my
place
cheeks, open up my mind.
Because it's going to humble you real quick.
Come a long way from wiping your ass with leaves.
Should I lean forward?
You'll
take my punishment like a man?
You'll figure it out. So you definitely pull it all the way back.
Yeah.
and then just kind of find exactly where the spot is, you'll know when you get there.
The G-spot.
You'll know when you get there. when it feels like it's fucking pegging you in the back of the eyeballs, you hit the right fucking
you
lane.
You say bullseye.
Yeah.
At that point, it got me right in the asshole.
But that's the best when you fucking, when you get like right in the center. It is. Oh. It's zen-like.
Can you imagine being a man with that confidence? I know maybe like say you're with a young lady and she wants to go down there and visit that area, but you know you've got the bidet and you've just come from the bidet and you go, sure, baby, go right ahead.
Mm. Yeah, there's
I'm ready.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but it's
didn't that happen to you recently?
Yeah, yes, I told you all about it.
Were you ready? Were you personally ready down below?
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I knew it was leading up to that.
So when you took precautions or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you had,
I was nice and clean when I went over.
So if you had the bidet, you probably would have taken.
I took a shower before I went there.
So if that happened again and you had the bidet, you probably would have said, "Let me jump on the fucking bidet for a session."
Yeah.
She's coming over.
Yep.
Yeah, you she jump on. She jump quick. On. This girl's a freak. She jump on it with me.
How about if you said to the bride, "Oof, why don't you jump on the bidet, honey, for a while? Mama mia, what the fuck is that scent?
Yeah,
there's a bidet in there. Go in there for 20 minutes. Go ahead, get out of here."
See, and that's it for the sex fucking application.
Ooh.
That is fucking great. If you know someone's coming over, you don't want to take another shower. You're probably clean enough. You just want to freshen up the asshole.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice. And the broad saying, because she comes over, this the first time, go, "Look, I don't know if you come over after work. You've been all day. I'm put it to you nicely. There's a bidet in there." You know what I mean? You just
there's a bidet in there if you want to
freshen up.
Now, when we brought this up before, wasn't it like, weren't they invented like hundreds of years ago?
Yes, they were. That was because fucking the only system they had was the goddamn corn cobs that they were sticking up each other's asses.
Can you imagine?
And sharing.
That's from the fucking Roman times.
Oh, yeah.
I know. They didn't know anything about hygiene back then.
Well, all the stuff they invented, they couldn't come up with a better system for that. That's like me sitting here wiping my ass with a corn cob, and then you go, "Can you give it to me, please?"
Are you done with that?
Yeah. I stick it in the bucket. I go, "Here you go." You go, "Thanks, John."
Yeah, I guess it was like you grow up like that. You don't know any better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about if they go like this? Well, you got to get the specific corn cob. It's high tech. It really does a nice job. They don't know what the fuck to do. Or like some other fucking countries, they use their dirty, filthy hands and a hole in the ground, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, there's a special.
Let's go get bidet'd.
There's a special farmer that fucking, like, he knows how to fucking farm, like, the ears of corn that are good for ass wiping.
Right.
Do people still use the system, I wonder?
The bidet system?
No, the corn cobs?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, you know something? Unless
you're living in a hippie commune somewhere or something.
Yeah, unless you're like a.
All those lost tribes that get discovered, right? What the fuck they using?
Yeah, they're using corn.
You know, it must be leaves and corn.
They must smell so bad. I mean, just because there's no hygiene. I mean,
yeah.
Like animals.
Yeah, so if another person smells to them, they don't care. They expect they expect you to smell like shit.
Now, they're tribes, but they have weapons, which is amazing. It's like they. You know, they're thousands of years behind, but they still have the weapons that they made, like bow and arrows and shit.
Everybody,
they figured it out. No one's
every human being wants to fucking invent something to kill another human being, no matter where they are or where they come from. Right? I go, we'll make the fucking. So
another 1,000 years, they might fucking invent a wheel.
Right? We'll make a fucking arrow out of this rock I've carved.
Yeah.
Go right through your fucking temple.
Yeah, but the source of the motivation to create killing weapons is based out of anger, which streams from disappointment, as we learned from one of our earlier episodes.
It's all tied in.
Which also ties to having a clean or dirty asshole.
That's right.
If you have a fucking filthy asshole all the time, you're going to be angry.
Well, think about it. Wars were started that way. If the guy came out of there and his asshole wasn't itchy and oily, he made better executive decisions and avoided that war. You're right.
Yeah.
There's a direct connection to the dirty asshole.
Yeah, because I mean your whole day. It's say if you're in the situation where you take a shower in the morning, you take your shit, you take your shower after, you're fresh and clean, and then later on you have to take a shit.
Oh.
Like 3 hours later, you have to take a shit again.
And you're in a foul mood.
You've only lasted 3 hours of the day with a clean asshole.
Right.
You know?
It's
like,
fleeting. That's ephemeral.
That's why the fucking the bidet, it's so you can always have a daisy fresh fucking.
And we've been talking about this for 3 years.
Yeah. I can't believe it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
All right, let's make this happen.
All right. Be a man.
Experience.
Take a shit on camera. Be a man. What the fuck am I doing here? The seat's warm. That's nice. Even if I don't get a bidet, I think I'd like to get a heated seat someday. Here we go. We could be in business.
Are you turtling?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Good. Dial it.
It's coming out.
How many centimeters dilated are you?
It'll be a solid one because I haven't eaten a lot lately and I haven't shit much. So this is, it's going to be like a pine cone. Tonzo.
Yeah?
This thing is partially hanging.
What's partially hanging?
The shit I just took. So push it back.
Push the throttle all the way back.
All right, I'm going to do it. I hear it gurgling. Is it going to fucking hurt my balls? Oh, God. Oh, it's right on my ass. I don't know if it got the whole thing, though. Fucking perfect aim, huh? Jesus Christ. All right, when should I stop it? It feels kind of good. Oh, yeah.
You feel clean.
All right, let's try to move it around here, you know? Big guy, you got a big ass.
Kind of wiggle around on that.
Is that what you do? Wiggle around?
Yeah. Push it to the middle.
Oh. And then press the button on the side?
Then press the button on the side.
Okay. Oh, now, no, here comes the dryer. I feel like I'm getting my fucking hair done at the salon. All right.
Be a man.
Experience!
So what do you think, be a man?
I was skeptical. I'm still a little skeptical because
really?
There was a streak. So on, yeah, I still had toilet, still used toilet paper.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me?
Your hands all wet.
No. The fucking bidet mouth. No. No. Do you mean to tell me you had residual fragmentation?
Residual fucking
residual
shittage.
You had like something there still on the paper?
Yeah. Had to do like four wipes, but it wasn't like, all right, so the shit was half hanging out. I did one shit, and then I did another one that didn't come all the way out.
You got to work the perimeter.
Yeah, so it wasn't as messy as it would be as if I had a wipe from start to, you know. So I wiped like four times after that.
Did you feel relaxed?
And it wasn't a lot, but on the paper it was like, when I wiped my ass, there was like a long streak, which I don't usually get.
You were concerned.
So I think maybe it shot the shit up my ass a little bit.
Yeah. Like a misfire. Yeah, do you think you moved your asshole?
No, it felt like it was getting me in the asshole.
I mean, directly?
Yeah,
like a bullseye?
I felt it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you almost have to. It's like riding a horse, kind of. Like, yeah. You have to position yourself.
And it got,
you start in the middle, and you work yourself to the outside edge of the anus.
There's a learning curve, let's face it.
There is. You have to. Anus has to get used to accepting water up it. It's a new thing. It's fucking foreign.
Yeah. So if it didn't, you know, it's my first time. You know, I'm not a virgin anymore. But, I mean, if it got the shit that was hanging off.
And, oh, wow,
I mean, it would have been a lot messier.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so it did the job that way. Yeah, and then it dried. It was nice, kind of romantic interlude.
Yeah.
Which is nice ending.
Do you feel you could have spent an afternoon in there?
Yeah, I could, you know.
Relaxing?
Bring a bottle of champagne. And
so what was your favorite feature? Was it the actual fact that you were cleaning shit with water? Was it the dryer or was it the heated seat?
It was just taking a shit in public with the door open. But, I think I like the dry. Well, it was all kind of the same. Maybe the drying process a little better.
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, a nice warm seat, water up the ass, clean you off, and then, you know, the drying. You know, it's a three.
I mean,
three
if you think of it that way, isn't that so much more pleasant of a way to start your day? If you're taking that morning shit, you're getting a nice little fucking spritz and start the day off right.
You feel like a champ.
Yeah,
you got to just work the ass to the right.
Oh, I got a question for you. Would you say that does a better job cleaning the sphincter than an Asian massage parlor?
I don't know. They give you a nice table shower. I mean, they wash you up and down.
They hit you with the loofah right in the asshole.
Oh, yeah. And you know it's the first time they ever used it. It's a brand new one.
Thank God. It's not like a corn cob, right? Yeah. A con cob.
Yeah. But that's like a nice table shower. They lay it down. They fucking wash it. So have you turn over, wash it.
So the bidet
it
doesn't match up to that. But no. You liked it, though? You'd say favorable overall?
Okay, yeah.
Would you do it again?
The bidet was okay.
Would you do it again?
I'll try it again. Let's try to get do it right.
See, maybe, I think that's what it is like you have to get past the initial shock of it, too, because I wasn't completely 100% sold the first time I tried it. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, it's good. It's interesting. I wanted to go further down the rabbit hole and you know, fully experience it and see what it can really do.
You wanted to like
no, your
it.
First time.
Yes,
you ever,
I wanted
first
to.
Time you ever used one. Did you have shit afterwards? Did you wipe and all that?
Yeah. I wiped afterwards.
Yeah, so
but
you had
it was,
shit on there, right?
Yep. That's because I didn't
you're
have...
You're a beginner, like I am.
Yeah.
You were a beginner back then. Yeah. So. Gotta get
my
down
anus
to the science.
Is, it's fully trained, and it's like, I feel like, you know how broads do Kegels to keep their vagina
tight? Yeah.
I feel like I would be a gay dude's fucking dream if somebody fucking went in my anus, because that's what you do. You sit there, you take water up your ass, and you push it out and fart it out.
You
so
expel
I'll,
it.
So I'll just sit there for 10 minutes on end, just taking it in and breathing it back out, you know, taking it in, breathing it out. So my fucking ass feels like I'm fucking, I could make a diamond out of it.
Mm. That's great, man. Like my mother-in-law would say medically, did you express the water from your asshole?
It's been expressed.
Express it from your vagina.
So well, do you think that like having that feeling in your anus, do you think that would be good, like if you like you were saying, if you knew you had a broad that, you know, she might have been fucking out and about, to have her cop a squat on the bidet before
you
get down?
You would
insist, right?
Get in there, you say, get in there. Turn on the fucking button. Try it out.
Go wash your clam.
Yeah, I say, okay, you forced me to say it. Go wash your box.
Go wash your box.
I was trying to be nice about it.
Yeah, but you do it like the, like we were saying, the suggestion. Why don't you give that bidet a try?
It's a new invention.
Why don't you blast out your fucking filthy clam?
Well, I got to say, I love it. I won't buy a house now without a bidet in it. That's how snobby I am. I'm a bidet whore.
So you're into it.
That's
you enjoyed
first,
it?
Your first time?
Well, it's my first time, but the thing is my asshole's had a lot of probing and issues only because of the prostate. They go in through your asshole.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm used to having a lot of things shoved up my ass. So having the water hit me there like that didn't offend me, trouble me, bother me.
I didn't know if it was going to hurt or whatever, but it seemed it was like, the perfect
it's pleasant, it's not too much,
yeah, it's just the right
perfect
tempo.
Flow
yeah
I found it for a man with external and internal hemorrhoids his whole life to be very soothing.
Nice. So would you recommend a bidet for someone that has hemorrhoidal
issues?
I really issues?
Truly would.
Really?
It's a nice little treatment to get that inflammation down.
Because, I mean, that's got to be great when you do have them, because wiping your ass must be an absolute nightmare when you have fucking roidals.
That's what you dread the most in life.
You get a dab with Tux, right?
Right. You'd rather be stabbed with a knife in the ribs.
Yeah, you got to dab it.
But the bidet is truly, I know it's been out for a while, but to me, it's a revolutionary discovery.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to buy one.
Yeah, you know, the fact that you don't have to have an actual full bidet, like you don't have to get another piece of plumbing installed, that you can just add it to your existing toilet, takes 20 minutes.
Why not treat yourself? I'm getting old. What the fuck?
That's what it is. It's turning shitting into a treat.
It's an indulgence, yes. I've gone this far without it, but you know something? Why not pamper my asshole for once?
Yeah, like it's something that we have to do every day, sometimes multiple times a day. So why not make the experience as pleasant as you possibly can instead of it just always being a struggle?
And yeah, God knows that asshole's been through enough.
Yeah.
It's time to take care of it in your older age. Let it fucking just relax.
Yeah.
Let somebody else do the work.
You know, to fucking send that asshole to fucking Aruba and just let it go and fucking blow all the lines out and come back refreshed.
I'm a big fan because, like I said, if you have a guest or you're going to get down with someone, you know, one little trip on there, you're going to be fresh as a daisy. You won't be scrambling around looking for the fucking wipes and shit. You know what I mean? Say, I'll be right out, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you were saying that... Be a Man that you use the wipes as like the fourth quarter hitter. Mm-hmm. Using the bidet, like, I think if you're going to, like, you still have to use something at the end of the process. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to see if I can get better and ace it so I can fucking feel clean and just walk away.
Hands free.
But isn't that the goal? If you can fucking go your life without having to touch your asshole a million times a day.
It's the holy grail.
You just sit there, it cleans your ass, and you walk away and touch nothing.
True nirvana. Is that?
Be a man.
Experience!
So just one more as a closer. Would you recommend the bidet to people?
Right now, no. But if I get it down pat, we'll circle back on it.
Yeah, it's tough to be an advocate of something that you're not.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, it's the first time I ever used it. I'm not a virgin anymore, like I said. So pop my cherry. It's always a little messy the first time.
The
I
brown
imagine.
Cherry.
Just like a girl's cherry. So practice makes perfect. We'll get it down to a science.
We'll get you good.
Yeah. Well, I personally love the bidet, as I stated, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing like a steady stream of water directly in your balloon knot. Especially one that's been through hell and back like mine has been. It's a wonderful indulgence. I left there feeling like a million bucks. My asshole was blown dry. My cheeks were warm from the whole treatment. It's really a wonderful experience.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man
experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.